Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. When you take some weird anomalous occurrence that contradicts Islam, some example of fisq or fahsha that someone commits somewhere, and raise alarm about it as if it is emblematic of the community as a whole, or as if it represents some growing trend among the Muslims, without actually balancing it against what the behavior is of the broader society and the beliefs of the broader society, it's not really different than what the kuffar do whenever there's, say, an acid attack by a Muslim or some Quran teacher molests a student. They use examples like this to portray all Muslims as woman haters and perverts. Well, it's just as dishonest when we do it as when they do it. This is feminine behavior. Men assess risks properly. They don't overreact to every little thing. Like, if a woman comes into a place and someone tells her that the sky is on fire, she'll panic. If a man comes into a place and you tell him the sky is on fire, he'll say, well, I just came from outside and the sky wasn't on fire. So that information is alarmist and untrue. But we've got a whole cottage industry of Muslim alarmists now who are trying to stir panic about the state of Muslim masculinity, gender relations, feminism, liberalism, and so on. And they use these sensationalistic, isolated examples of outrageous occurrences, and some occurrences that aren't even that outrageous, in order to suggest that the ummah is plunging into corruption. They're like women who can't assess dangers properly. Except that I think most of them don't even believe what they're saying. They're just creating a market for their message. They have to make you panic about a problem you don't have in order to get you to buy the solution from them that you don't need. Look, Islam, the Quran and Sunnah, has sufficed us all this time, and it will suffice us until Yawm al-Qiyamah. The West was corrupt throughout the entire history of our interactions with it, and we still are as we are. I really don't respect people who exaggerate problems or dangers and predict the downfall of our ummah. You have a fundamental problem with your yaqeen, and you're undermining the yaqeen of others. You're not solving problems, you're creating problems. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا ذَلِكُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ يُخَوِّفُ أَوْلِيَاءَ فَلَا تَخَافُوهُمْ خَافُونِي إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنُونَ. Don't use scare tactics. You don't have to do that to fortify the Muslims. Just emphasize what's better and encourage people. جزاكم الله خيرا والسلام عليكم.